producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
She's an ASC certified mechanic. She's an author of a wonderful book, Car Care for the Clueless. She's a media person as well, does a lot of television and radio opportunities and shows. And she also has invented some cool things along the way. Her name is Pam Oates, and she's going to be with us all throughout this hour of the broadcast. So what does that mean for you guys? That means if there's something wrong with your vehicle right now, if it's not starting, if it's not stopping, if it's emitting funny noises or smells, if you're getting poor fuel economy, if you're getting bad performance, if you've been to your mechanic and they've told you you've got to sell your house in order to pay for the repairs on your vehicle and you're a little bit suspicious, this will be a great opportunity for you guys to get a free second opinion from one of the experts here, one of the top experts in the entire country. The telephone number 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. We're also going to play some trivia. Matter of fact, I have a leftover trivia from a little bit earlier edition of the broadcast. It's so easy. It's an old Linda Ronstadt song, come to think of it. It's so easy. This trivia question is giving itself away to you guys. So whoever comes up with the answer to this trivia question is going to get a cool new prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy is going to fill your Christmas stocking. Hopefully he'll get it out before Christmas, if not shortly thereafter. And you're going to be very happy with whatever Warren chooses to send you, because he is a really cool guy. The question is, the Matador. Who made the Matador? 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free from anywhere across North America. Right now, we go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth ASC certified mechanic and veteran automotive journalist and repair expert, Pam Oates. Pam, how are you doing?
Fine. Good to be on. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, I had a friend who had a Matador in high school.
It was a funky looking car.
Smile on my face. Yeah, we didn't call it a Matador, but
I think you called it something else.
It had
some interesting
trivia question.
Good. Yeah, some interesting styling cues from that particular vehicle. I too remember, you know, some unusual things going on in the front fenders and an unusual rear window, side window, B-pillar window. There was definitely a lot of funkiness going on. We won't give away too much, but we would love to hear from you guys. If you can, please give us a call. We've got Ben standing by. Ben is my ace board op. He also does another edition of the program, and we love working with Ben. So the telephone number is 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. And you can confess if you've actually owned a Matador and you want to come clean. You know, you want to do, what do they do in Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, if you want to come clean, get it off your chest and just fess up to North America. We will give you that opportunity. And looks like people are calling in already. Ben, who's our first caller. Frank in New Mexico. It's so great to hear Frank's name, and even better to hear his voice. Frank, my friend, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Bob. Always here every Sunday, and it's good to hear from Miss Pam again.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Frank.
Hey, Frank, I've got the answer. I believe that was AMC. American
Yes,
Bulls.
It was. It was definitely AMC. And they came in funky colors, too, just to add even more excitement to the mix. Like a lot of AMC products, they had some interesting color choices back in the day, but it was a rather unusually styled vehicle, wouldn't you say so?
Yes, it was. I kind of liked it. A friend of mine had one, and at the same time I had a new Chevelle, and I kind of liked his, too.
Yeah, no, it was definitely distinctive. I never had the opportunity to drive one. But that is definitely the correct answer, and we are going to get you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and going to be talking to the people at Haynes, and we're going to get you that Haynes manual this week. I've got that on my to-do list. Now, remind Pam about you, Frank, you've got a really interesting collection of vehicles, including the Grand National, which another vehicle I've never driven but absolutely love, and that's one of the vehicles in your collection. But give Pam an idea of what else you got there in your garage.
Oh, okay. The earliest is a 66 Chevelle SS396. The next one is a 1970 Rover 3500, the sedan, not four-wheel drive. 3500 was the same model that Princess Grace flew off the cliff in and died. Even though it was rated the world's safest car at the time, it didn't help her off the cliff. Yeah, and I also have a 72 Lincoln Continental, 86 Old Cutlass Supreme, 87 Grand National, 89 Nissan Sentra, and the wife just got a new Nissan Sentra. So we got quite a stable here.
Well, I want to come and play. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
He is a really cool car guy with a great collection of vehicles. Lincoln Continental, have you seen the pictures of, that's going to be one of the big stories coming up in a few weeks, is going to be the production version of the new four-door Lincoln Continental. They showed it last year at the Detroit Auto Show as a concept vehicle and got a lot of buzz, and now they're going to unveil the production version. Have you seen this new rendition of the classic four-door Lincoln? Have you caught that online or in a magazine, Frank?
Yes, I've seen it online, and I'm glad Lincoln is getting serious about recapturing the luxury market again. You know, it looks good to me.
Yeah, I hope they are, you know, thoughtful with their pricing. I'm sure, you know, that they're going to have a variety of different models. I know they're going to sell it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? Oh, that's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
That's not a great cast. That's Brian Setzer. This is Auto World. Broke down by the side of the road. Is there anything worse than that? Well, there are lots of things worse than that, but that is certainly one of life's most aggravating situations. You're stuck in the middle of nowhere. Lots of people are traveling this time of the year. It can happen, and Pam Oates is with us, and she's an ASC certified mechanic and more, and she is going to help you get ready for perhaps some holiday adventures if you're heading out on the highways and byways. But before we get to that, of course, if you got something wrong with your vehicle, we're serious. We're live here. Lots of programs at this time of the day. On the weekend, they're on tape. But guess what? We are live, so we are here to help you out at 855-660-4261. Again, if you want a free second opinion, your mechanic has told you that your Hoosie dinghy needs replacing, and it's going to cost you $5,000, and you don't know what a Hoosie dinghy is, and you're a little bit skeptical, want a second opinion, Pam can help you out. Or if you've got some symptom, you know, you've got the screeching brakes, you've got the funny puddle in the driveway, you've got the strange noise, whatever's going on, we can help you out. 855-660-4261. Before we talk about all things mechanical, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with your background, Pam, it's a vast one. You have been a shop owner. Recently you sold your shop, but you owned it for more than 20 years, but it runs in your family. Tell everybody listening across North America about how long you've been in the automotive business and how connected your family is to the automotive business.
Oh, thank you. It's a long time. Actually, I got my first automotive repair lesson, and it was by my great-grandfather, who was a technician. I'm fourth generation. My great-grandfather taught me how to set the choke on a 69 Plymouth, a car I still have today, which I have a lot of fun taking the shows here and there. My grandfather, my father, of course, and as a matter of fact, I got the honor of working alongside my pop there for a while, which I just absolutely loved just before he retired. And I just love cars. It's just, you know, there's just something that you talk about at the dinner table growing up all the time. It was a very, very, very nice time. I was very fortunate to have been in the family that grew up on the east side of Detroit. And, you know, not only did my great-grandfather, grandfather, dad work on the vehicles, I mean, they loved cars as well. So I got that passion, that bug, as well as they passed it on as my turning wrenches. So really, really, I missed the shop after 20 years. I said 20 years was it, and I was moving on to other things. But, you know, I miss my customers. I really do. I miss the customers, and I was very fortunate to have wonderful customers and customers who listen to me when I explain the car care, because I always love to do show and tell with them. And that's something that consumers out there, you go to your local shop, you need to really emphasize you want to do show and tell. They come out and they say, Mrs. Smith, we need total brake replacement. And instead of saying, oh my gosh, we need to have Mrs. Smith say, well, why? Show me why. Explain to me why I need this. And then the second question you need to ask is how. How is this going to affect my vehicle? How is it going to affect my wallet?
It is so true, absolutely. And, you know, with the price of a new car, an average new car over $30,000, it is a major league investment. And next to your home, definitely the biggest one. And they keep getting more expensive, folks. There's no other way to say it. Let's touch on a story which has been dominating the headlines, and that's the Volkswagen story. The fact that Volkswagen has been caught cheating on their TDI And ironically, this is a wonderful, and one thing I want to preface before we get into the nuances of this particular scandal, you know, these modern diesel engines are absolutely fantastic. They're nothing like the diesel engines, the ill-fated attempts by some of the American manufacturers in the 70s and early 80s, not retrofitted gasoline engines. These engines have great torque. They have great performance. They don't have any of the chatter. They don't have any of the blue smoke. All of that has been taken care of. So, don't let this Volkswagen scandal scare you off from diesels. This is more of an internal problem. And, Pam, in all honesty, when this news broke, it didn't really surprise me. And I just wonder if there are other auto manufacturers out there who are also doing the same thing.
You know they're going to find out, because let me tell you, the EPA has gotten together with the University of Michigan, and they are testing all of the vehicles up there in Ann Arbor, and they are checking the emissions. They're not just putting them on a dyno where, you know, just the two drive wheels are going, because that's how VW hit it for so long. It went into program B, for lack of a better term, when they put it on a dyno to have the emissions tested and show everything's fine. But when you had all four wheels rolling, it just reverted back to the horrible, polluter that it was. And it's unfortunate, too, because VW was saying, well, it was lack of time to get the vehicle out and money. That's no excuse, reason why we have standards. And so approximately a half a million vehicles out here in the U.S. alone are affected by this. It's the four-cylinders, six-cylinders, the Audis, it's the VWs, and the consumer, the consumer listens, and VW and Audi sales are down big time. I mean, like, they represent approximately half of 1% of the auto sales here in the U.S. And this month alone, they're talking record auto sales, 17.1. That's what we're going to be looking at, 17.1 million by the end of 2015. So now's the time to buy.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the year, they want to get that last car in there. You're going to get a great deal if you negotiate properly.
That's a really good point, Pam. And, we're getting close to that time that folks can go into dealerships. It's local dealerships are going to have their incentives for their local folks. And then, of course, the national brands want to have the bragging rights about having record years. So great advice from Pam Oates. And it will continue after we step aside for some important messages. And when we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk a little bit about the Volkswagen fiasco. But we've got lots more for you straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
That's our toll free from anywhere. If you're listening in Maine, if you're listening in Florida, if you're listening in New Mexico, Arizona, if you're listening in Washington, everybody in Pasco, Washington, if you're listening up there or in Alaska, Hawaii, or if you're listening to us anywhere around the world, GCNlive.com. Welcome. Thank you very much. My name is Bob Long, your humble host here, along with Pam Oates, ASA certified technician and media spokesperson and author of Car Care for the Clueless. And Pam, we've got a gentleman with a question for you. I believe he's got a Jag, and he is in the great state of Michigan. And what's the gentleman's name, Ben? Ralph, you are up first here. How you doing there, Ralph?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Pam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, when you were describing yourself and your grandfather and your father and so forth like that, immediately brought to mind that movie, My Cousin Vinny, with Melissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah.
All I could do is picture you being on the witness stand, sitting there, my father, my grandfather, my uncle, my brothers. But anyways, I don't have the Jag. I was interested in buying this Jag, and he's got a 1980 something Jag four door. I drove it; it drives beautifully. But he lent it to his daughter, and she ran the battery down by leaving the radio on all night. And anyway, she had a friend come over, and they jumped it, but they crossed the wires. And, you know, no offense, Pam, but, you know, anytime you lend a woman a car and she tries to perform mechanical things on it, you know, oh, my gosh, everything can go wrong. Now, there are exceptions to the rules, like you, Pam. But the point is she crossed the wires, and now the car won't do anything.
Yeah.
And I looked at the fuses and that, and the fuses are all okay. Can you suggest somewhere else for me to look?
Yeah, because I'm sure not all the fuses are okay. There's a main fuse bus. That's where I would start first.
But it has
two sets of fuses. That pardon me?
It has two sets of fuses. It has one under the bonnet and then another one inside. And I checked them all, and they seem to be all okay. Which surprises me, but...
Are you getting power?
I was just wondering
there?
If there was something before there.
You're getting power to those fuse blocks?
I don't know. I didn't check that. I just checked the fuses.
Oh, you just saw that the fuses were okay. Yeah, it's going to pop the main one before it's going to go over there. You don't know what year Jaguar.
No, I don't know what year it was, or it is. It's a nice car. It's a beautiful car.
XJ8.
It's been kept in California for the last, since it was made. The last 2 years it's been here in Michigan, but they kept it in the garage. So, I mean, there's no rust and everything, and they only want $3,000 for it if I want to buy it. And I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to see what kind of damage because, you know, when you cross polarity, a whole bunch of things happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Jaguars,
you don't have any idea that where I, besides the main fuse, what else for me to check?
Well, you got to start there. You got to start from the battery back because that's where the point of damage occurred. And, you know... I can send you in several different directions, but I don't want to send you on a goose chase.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, it's like this. It's like we know you got Jag, and maybe it's an XJ8, probably.
Yes, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah, XJ8, early 80s. Early 80s.
Early 80s, 1980.
Yeah.
Okay. So... I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to see if it's okay with Bob. Have you give me over an email address? And if you could give me the exact year, then I can find some wiring diagrams and point you in the right direction where to start.
So you can give me an email address?
Yes, we're going to need an email address. Probably... Like I said, if it's okay with Bob, you know, I don't know if you want to
absolutely.
For everybody to listen to.
We want to help you out, so we'll put you on hold, and we'll have Ben, our great producer, get your best email address, and then Pam will get in touch with you.
You know, I'm wearing a shirt, but you don't know what color shirt I'm wearing, for an example. You know, see where I'm driving?
Yeah, I'll get all the information. I can call the guy up and get all the information. It's just I was sitting here listening to you, and I didn't have time to call him and call you guys.
Yeah, once, you know, you cross polarity, and Jaguar is pretty temperamental electrically to begin with, and... So you're going to really have to go with caution when you go into this and have it professionally checked out. You know, a professional ASC pastor checks this out, who is very savvy with Jaguar.
I know. When I was younger, I had a MG. I loved the car, but, I mean, you know, they were very temperamental. You know, it's like you hold your tongue wrong in it when it starts.
Yeah.
This goes back, I believe this is still under the British Leyland days of ownership of Jag, and so you're still dealing with Lucas Electronics, the Prince of Darkness here. So definitely we'll get your email address, and Pam will get in touch with you, and you guys can correspond back and forth, and Pam will help you out, I guarantee it.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well,
thanks
for calling in.
Thanks, Ralph.
It's that easy to call in. It's 855-660-4261. Before the break there, we were talking about the Volkswagen scandal, and that's the fact that Volkswagen cheated. You know, admittedly, they said, well, we just cheated. It took them a while. They've done a reversal on a couple of other models, too, which is a little bit disturbing. Originally, they said, no, it was just this particular model, and then later on, they said, well, actually, we did it on other ones, too. I just wonder if there are other auto manufacturers out there that are doing the same thing. I computers have become so sophisticated today. It's amazing. I understand that this vehicle had a sensor in it which could tell that there was no one in the driver's seat. So that was one of the things that would trigger this eco mode, and it knew when it was being tested. Again, technology is great, and in certain cases, technology can cause situations like this. And, you know, as we get into the autonomous driving vehicles, fam, that's going to open up a whole nother series of potential problems down the road.
It really is. You know, before we actually go autonomous, we're going to be doing a lot of V2B, V2I, vehicle-to-vehicle, vehicle infrastructure. And we're doing that right now, as a matter of fact. You've seen it on a lot of car commercials where somebody's backing up, you got the noisy kids in the back seat, the mother's distracted, somebody comes behind the car, and the car stops. We've all seen that. It's vehicle infrastructure, for an example. And it's picking this up. They actually have, it's approximately 35 acres outside Ann Arbor, and Ford, GM, Hyundai, Toyota, Honda, there's a bunch of other ones in there too, I'm sure. But those are the big names that I can remember off the top of my head. They are actually working with the university, and they are having the vehicles talk via radio frequency to each other. For an example, you're coming up to a stoplight, and all of a sudden it turns red. And you have three vehicles in a row. You have vehicle number one, a sedan. Vehicle number two is a big box truck. And vehicle number three, you have another sedan. Well, the box truck can see over vehicle number one, the sedan, because it's tall, can see what's going on. He hits those brakes. And vehicle number three, all of a sudden, doesn't understand why the brakes are coming out. Now, normally, the car would run into the back of the box truck if it was a really quick
hold that thought, fam. We're up against the brake. We'll finish on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, the solar
panel. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. We're having all kinds of fun with Pam Oates. She's an ASC certified technician as well as an EEAS certified tech as well. Car Care for the Clueless is the name of the book that she wrote. And Pam's an entrepreneur. We're going to talk about that as well. But before that break there, you were telling us about the future. I remember when Conan O'Brien in the 90s used to have this skit. It was in the year 2000. In the year 2000. but
yes,
yes. Yeah, I love that skit. And and every now and then, a radio friend of mine who does kind of a comedy show, he's always saying, like, you know, don't come out Y2K yet, you know? But the future is...
The auto industry, especially for the technician, if they haven't kept up, I just recommend them closing their toolboxes and taking them home, because there is a lot going on. And now we were just on this impending accident with this car and this truck, and basically this radio frequency is picked up by car number three from car number one, and it breaks automatically. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be like a Ford to a Ford or a Chevy to a Chevy. It's
right.
All manufacturers talking with each other. And this is the beginning to the end of the driver and the beginning of the autonomous car. It's coming, folks. And the consumer wants this car really bad. And the manufacturers are really pushing their engineers to make this happen. They want to be first on the block. Is it next year, Cadillac? They're going to have the autonomous portion fixed for highway driving, amongst other ones, for an example. People are going to eat this up. But unlike the Google card, I got pulled over for the ticket a few weeks ago. I don't know if you heard about that one. Got pulled over because it was driving, quote unquote, too slow for the traffic. And the officer pulled it over, and there is nobody in the front seat. Nobody to give the ticket
to. Wow.
needless to say, once the autonomous car, you know, gets into your garage, there is going to be all sorts of rules and regulations for the car owner. And I'm sure for a long time, one of them is there's going to have to be a responsible licensed driver in that front seat for that just-in-case moment. Because humans are programming these vehicles, and humans make mistakes.
Yeah, they certainly do. There's no question about that. We've got the Detroit Auto Show coming up, the North American International Auto Show. I hope to be there. I've had the same spot for 20 years. How about yourself, Pam? Are you going to be heading back home to the Motor City?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just may be up there during the auto show, and so I'll make sure that we get in touch with each other. But I'm really excited that Alfa Romeo is coming back.
Yeah,
love those Italian cars.
Yeah, how do you like the looks of some of the upcoming vehicles that they're going to have from the Alfa Romeo portfolio? I mean, right off the bat, they're starting out with a pretty loaded high performance vehicle, but it's great news, and certainly I'm happy to also hear that Fiat is going to be resurrecting the Spider, and that vehicle is actually going to be built on the same platform as the current day Mazda Miata, and it will be built in Japan, so the build quality on that car should be quite good.
That's going to be interesting. You know, I, long, long, long time ago, I almost bought a Spider. And like Ralph's friend, the friend I was going to purchase it from, the daughter wrecked the Spider, and that was the end of that. But I remember my dad saying, you know how hard it's going to be to find parts for that? And I was like, I don't care. The Spider, I always wanted one, you know? So they're resurrecting it. And maybe that opportunity will arise if, and I'm sure they're going to do it right, but if the price is right. So, we shall see.
Absolutely.
Now, Tesla is going to be missing. That's interesting. You know, I know they don't sell Tesla in Michigan, and Tesla is going to be waiting until the New York auto show, but you would think that this is, quote-unquote, the granddaddy's been around for almost 100 years, that you would actually have Tesla there, but they're bowing out.
That's interesting. Tesla is not the most friendly company when it comes to dealing with the press either. I know myself, I've never had the opportunity to drive a Model S, and lots of other folks even in Detroit who work for some pretty high-end websites and publications have also not had the opportunity. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Tesla in the future. They're certainly all over the highways and byways in California. You think, to God, they were the price of a Prius, but it is a new Prius in California. It's everywhere. And even down here in Florida, where both you and I reside, there are a lot of them on the road. It's a good-looking vehicle, Pam, but just like the crossover vehicle, the Model X vehicle, it's an expensive one. The Model X is going to start at $70,000. The Model S also starts at around $70,000, but the average one going out the door is over $100,000.
Amazing. You know, like I tell, you know, my customers when they'd come into the shop and they'd want to purchase a newer used vehicle, I would always recommend to wait until after the manufacturer warranty is completed and then definitely purchase a quality aftermarket warranty for that vehicle. Because of all the electronics on there, you know, it can be very, very, very expensive if something breaks. and we don't want it to break your bank. So that is definitely an option after, though. It has to be after the manufacturer warranty, because I have customers come in and their vehicle would still be under warranty. They had an aftermarket warranty. They wanted to have something performed, something broke, and they'd hand me this, and I'm like, you're still under warranty. This aftermarket is worthless until the manufacturer warranty is completed. It's this part or the service is under warranty. They won't touch it, and it's like throwing money out the window going down the road, because that's time-based, time and mileage-based from when you bought it. And it's kind of useless until that manufacturer warranty is closed.
So true, absolutely, man. Before we go any further, tell everybody about that great gas cap grip that you invented.
I am having so much fun with that. As a matter of fact, you know, we just got a letter from a lady. She was 17 years old. Her name was Miriam. She was from Virginia. And she sent us a Christmas card, and she sent us a little note inside of it. And she says, you know, she used to have to wait for somebody to come over and help her with her gas cap. And this is what it, this is exactly why I did this. I did this several years ago for my customers. I'd make them out of actually blocks of wood. And now we have it sophisticated enough that I'll actually fit in the door where the gas cap's at. But it's for those who have dexterity issues and they can't properly open or close that gas cap. Because, you know, if it's not shut right, it's going to set the check engine light. And unfortunately, there's some unscrupulous shops out there that are going to charge after they just properly reset the gas cap. And that's to avoid all this. But yeah, we're actually working with a major retailer right now. We're been doing all the paperwork. And once that's completed, we'll announce that. But it's been a lot of fun. Really, really enjoying this process. Nice to see it helping people.
That's fantastic. That is great. But to remind folks about some things that they should take into consideration as they travel during these holiday times, what's the most important thing for folks to do?
I think the most important thing to do, even though the East is having a mild winter compared to the West Coast, it doesn't matter where. You always should have a little pack in the back of your trunk or your hatch. It could be an old duffel bag. It can be an old file box. But have it so you have emergency supplies in there. You want, like, emergency LEDs. They're about $12. You can get them at any parts store or hardware store.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all.